Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gile Mabotja.
10 minutes to 2 o'clock, we're going to have a conversation in our finance feature around the tax implications when earning in a foreign currency. With the times we're living in today, many people have access to earn in a foreign currency. But what does this mean for you and your relationship with SARS? We're joined by Chartered Accountant and General Tax Practitioner Madimeja Khobe. Madimeja, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how's it? Thank you so much for having me.
Good, good. This conversation of earning in a foreign currency, it gets me so excited because that's the only hope we can hold on to with the rand not performing well abroad.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've seen an increase in people actually getting products, buying shares overseas. So we are seeing a lot of that. But obviously there are tax implications around that.
So let's speak general tax implications before we chat, you know, those that find themselves earning regularly. So let's say a person is able, even if it's just a once-off payment, what usually happens with your South African bank account where the money comes in? What is supposed to happen for an individual who's receiving funds in foreign currency?
All right. No, that's thank you so much for that. So the key question is the source of funds. So usually what happens with the banks is that the banks will ask you when depositing the money into your account, but it usually doesn't clear immediately. The bank will ask about the source of the money. So once the bank has, you've declared how you earn the money, could be via employment, via services rendered, dividends and rental, those type of things. So then you declare it. Then when you do your taxes, you need to also declare that to the tax man. The previous time I was on the radio, I did mention that, you know, SARS has the capabilities of monitoring your bank account.
Mm.
So when those foreign currencies...
Is there anything SARS can't do? The one fully working arm of government.
Absolutely. So they do monitor that foreign currency coming into your account. And when you do declare your taxes, and you know, I would encourage people to declare it and state the type of the source of that income. So depending on the type of income, there are tax implications. They are quite broad. But essentially, in South Africa, we are taxed on a worldwide based system. So whatever you earn overseas, it is taxed in South Africa as any other income. But obviously there are nuances when it comes to employment, when it comes to dividends and interest, rental and those type of things.
So let's assume now, let's use Dubai as an example where many South Africans are working and people will be attracted to that space because nobody wants to be taxed twice. Getting taxed by where you are or the country itself and then getting taxed again when the money comes home, because it's not many people who are able to earn the income and just keep it abroad. In those situations, is there room for you to say, but SARS, somebody already took their cut. Why do you also need to take your cut?
Yeah, no, definitely there is, a breather that SARS has, especially on employment income. But also it depends. I mean, with now, the gig economy that we have now, some people are working from South Africa and doing rendering services in Dubai. Or is it a situation of a person in Dubai earning those dirhams in Dubai? So it really, really depends. So let's say a situation of someone who's in Dubai and earning income in Dubai and lives in Dubai. So, look, it will depend on how much taxes you're paying that side, and it will also depend any treaties that's between South Africa and Dubai.
Mm.
So, generally speaking, you will be taxed, on the funds that you make that side. But there is a condition, on the first 1.25 million per annum, there will be an exemption. And anything above that, you will be taxed per normal. So that's why I'm saying it really depends, on the circumstances. But generally, if you're outside South Africa, there is an exemption of, 1.25 million. But if you... if you are rendering these services on your computer here in South Africa, you are taxed fully.
Okay, so I want to ask this question in a non-encouraging illegal behavior way. How do you maximize the system in a way that you can benefit from the tax laws?
Well, so I mean, obviously.
So, as in when you're now negotiating, you know the job is coming. What is the conversation you should be having with your prospective employers to maximize the system to work in your favor? And that's if you've got bills both at home and abroad.
You know, I would really encourage people to consult because people's situations vary. But generally speaking, you need to have that honest conversation with your employer. So let's say, as an example, you are living in that country, Dubai or wherever. I would then suggest someone then, if you are planning to be there for a long time, right, I would then suggest you leave your residency in South Africa and then move over that side. So apply for permanent citizenship in that country. Once you're not a resident, or if, you know, you declare yourself as not a resident of South Africa, obviously then you're not going to be taxed from a South African perspective. So, but obviously there are implications in that, you know, do you now reapply when you come back to South Africa and those types of things. So it really, really does depend on your circumstances and family setup and those types of things. If you just a doctor, you know, working in Dubai, and then, you know, from time to time you come back this side and you're not really a resident of Dubai, unfortunately you will have to fall into the Section 10 exemption where you get the, you know, 1.25 exemption, and then anything above that will be taxed normally in South Africa.
There's a question that's come through on our WhatsApp line, 0727021702, and it says, I get my pension from Germany. I don't have any other income and don't have an IRP5. Do I have to pay taxes? And I'm assuming this would then also apply to the different citizens of the world that are living here. I know there are people who also receive their UK pension, for example, while living in South Africa.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is quite typical. You know, especially in the Cape Town area, you see people, you know, from overseas and retiring in South Africa. So same concept applies there. You know, the key question is, do we have some sort of bilateral taxation relationships with those countries? Yes or no. Are you still a resident of that country? Yes or no. Or have you now become a resident of South Africa? Yes or no. So based on those answers, we will be in a position to say, yes, you need to pay tax in South Africa, or you are fine because of your residency status to then pay taxes only in that country where you have received those funds.
So are you aware of what the status is specifically with Germany?
No, so with Germany as an example, there is no tax bilateral treaty with South Africa. So it will then come down to the residency of that individual.
Okay, so if you are a resident or already a dual citizenship, for example, then you would be obliged to be paying those taxes. Another
Absolutely.
Question...
But I just want to say there is an exemption cap that is attached to that of about 1 to 1.25 million rand. Obviously, now you have, you know, with the performance of the rand now, it's not going to go very far, you know, with your international currency. But that's another topic. So, yeah, generally, I would say that when they do declare on the e-filing platform, Section 10 is there, and you're able to get that 1.25 million exemption coming in.
Final thoughts for those that are looking to be earning in a foreign currency. What are the things maybe they need to look at doing, and who should they be consulting before they set things up for themselves?
Absolutely. So first thing is, how do you want to earn it? Do you want to earn it in your personal capacity, or do you want to earn it in a company? I would suggest you put it in a company to reduce your tax rate. So as an individual, obviously, the more money you make, the higher your tax rate. It can go up to about 48%, depending on how much you earn. So I would suggest that they then consult a chartered accountant to chat about their options. But generally speaking, foreign dividends, foreign rental income, I know a lot of people have properties in the UK, that rental income coming in, they are, you know, methodologies that are allowed by SARS in order for you to reduce that income when you do your declaration. So as an example, with rental income that you're getting from the UK, number one, they are bilateral taxation relation, you know, agreements between the UK and South Africa. And the taxes that you pay that side are then deducted from your income, bringing it over this side. So that's why I'm saying that really, really, I would encourage people to consult before even buying shares overseas. I mean, a lot of people buy, you know, shares with Apple and Tesla and those type of things. I really suggest, you know, you really think about it properly and how you structure it. Are you going to put it in a company? Are you going to put it in a trust and so forth and so forth?
Thank you.
I would encourage people to consult.
Thank you so much, Madimeja, for that conversation.